Thank you.
All set? Let the record reflect that on motion, we went into executive session to consider potential litigation matter and certain personnel issues. We took no action with respect to the potential litigation, as no action is necessary at this time. And with respect to the personnel issues, the committee voted to increase salaries of two members of the executive staff. Unfortunately, Director Snyder could not participate. He had another appointment that he had to attend to, but the increases were unanimously approved without Mr. Snyder participating. Anyone like to add anything? Okay, then we can move on. In setting the date for the next meeting and also to consider new business, I had a couple of questions on the minutes from the last meeting that maybe have been addressed and resolved or maybe have not been resolved. On the last page, page 3, it indicated after some discussion, a motion was made that the fund shall communicate with the Office of Racing Promotion and Development by letter, stating that the fund is holding approximately $54,000 in quarter horse breeding fund monies and wishes to transfer those monies to the office. Was that letter sent?
Yes.
Was that done?
It was sent to Commission Charlie tells me.
Commission tells me that they've never received any letter. Joe?
It's been one of those issues we've been trying to deal with for a long time. There was legislation passed when it formed the Office of Racing Development, the state. And in that legislation, we had Kyle research that. And it says in that legislation that the fund, being the custodian of this quarter horse money, can give that to the Office of Racing and Development. So that's what we tried to do. But we got back that they couldn't take it. They wouldn't accept it without the legislature signing off on it. So we really, we always had, this has always been a problem with the money that we can't spend, but yet we've had it. And we wanted to, we've tried several times to give it away to horse rescue. We've tried to do different things with it, and it sits in limbo.
Ron, who should that letter be addressed to?
Why don't you address it to the Gaming Commissioner right now, to Rob Williams.
Yeah. Could you do another letter to Rob Williams?
Yeah.
And could you put that on the agenda for the next meeting? And the last thing that I had was the next paragraph where Ms. Moody indicated that we were going to get a report regarding the approval of certain contracts.
Right. So let me speak to that. At a meeting a year ago, this board passed a resolution giving the advertising committee the authority to spend up to $25,000 without board approval on advertising spends. And that was approved. At the December meeting, Ms. Moody had asked about whether or not that measure was consistent with New York state law. So we did take a look at this, and Tracy also consulted with the state. My review indicated that there's no prohibition at all, this board making this board passing a resolution in that matter. In other words, there's no restriction on this board granting a particular committee of the board permission up to $25,000 to make advertising spends. I know that Tracy had also separately consulted with Gail Thorpe, and I don't know exactly, you know, where that went, but my understanding is that that Ms. Thorpe did not see an issue with this.
Right, because the amount is so low.
I can't speak for her. Yeah, we're below the threshold amount. I think the threshold amount would be $50,000 if this board was subject to the state finance law, which I don't believe this board is subject to the state finance law on that. So it's really within the board's discretion. And this board passed a resolution authorizing the committee to spend up to $25,000. There's no state law restriction on that.
So if we were subject to the state finance law, the $25,000 would still be?
That's correct.
Underneath it, yes.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, could you just let the minutes reflect that we had this discussion today?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that this matter's been resolved?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe, you had new business?
For new business for the December meeting, I'd like to have a discussion about enrichment money and the owner's awards. And if it pleases the chairman, I'd like to be able to bring up both those issues in our audit committee meeting.
Sure.
Do some talking about
it. Sure. Do you want anything on the agenda for the next meeting?
I think we'll have a report on both those issues.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Enrichment.
Any other new business? Any old business? Yeah, I'd like to keep to the four meetings a year that's out in our bylaws. So I think the next meeting we should have would be in December. Probably either the first or second week. So if you could let Tracy know your availability for the first and second week in December, and we'll pick a date and get that out to you. Okay? Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We are adjourned. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Wilmot makes a motion to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Canizzo. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.